This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to February as teams jockey for playoff positioning with 6 weeks now to go in the regular season. Ahead this week, we'll recap the Home Hardware CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Kelowna. It's a good couple of days for WHL representatives. The Spokane Chiefs are starting to surge, coming off his 500th career WHL coaching win. We'll talk to head coach Don Knockbauer about his team's recent success. And CHL and WHL Player of the Week, Mark McNeil of the Prince Albert Raiders, will also join us. Well, the Western Hockey League representing well in Kelowna at the Home Hardware CHL-NHL Top Prospects game.
Pulling on at center right side, Troke, he'll penetrate, walks in, backhand! It's Brendan Troke of the Seattle Thunderbirds, and he's given Timor a 2-1 lead with 24 seconds left to go.
A call from Regan Bartel from AM 1150 in Kelowna. He also spoke to Seattle's Brandon Truk following the game.
Well, Brandon, talk about the game. You're the player of the game for your hockey club, Timor. First of all, let's talk about the game-winning goal.
Yeah, that was huge. I was pretty excited. I almost didn't believe it went in, but I came off the bench and I saw there was only like 30 seconds left, so I wanted to get my feet moving and drive wide, and Pouliot was coming up the center ice with speed, so I was just calling for it around the red line and got over the blue line and had a good step on the D-man, so I was taking it to the net right. I knew it as soon as I got over the blue line because I wanted to get a greasy one, and it went in.
Pat Quinn said something to you, though, in the intermission. Did he have some words of advice? And then you came out in the third period and buried it.
Yeah, he pulled me out into the hallway in between the second and third and just said, when I missed the net there in the second, I was pretty upset. So he said, just don't put too much pressure on myself and calm down because I have the skill to put it in there. So I knew in the third when I had that chance, I wanted to get it to the front of the net. So I just slid her 5-hole.
How tough was it to play in a game like this when you're not familiar with your line mates?
It was really good having a couple practices to get the chemistry going, but those guys are really skilled and they're really easy to play with. They just have the sense out there to know where guys are and know when to pass the puck, and they all have speed, so it wasn't really too hard getting chemistry with all of them because they're just all very good players.
Of course, your story well documented the fact you didn't play all of last year, so now you look at it, you're the player of the game in the prospects game after not playing all season long. I don't know, you got to pinch yourself a little bit the way you've turned it around?
Yeah, it almost seems surreal, like last year not playing a single game or not being able to do anything, and then coming here, getting named to this is such an honor, and then being the game star for Timor is just, it's almost, you can't even put it into words how much of an honor that is and just how crazy it is, really.
Brandon, congratulations on being named the player of the game.
Thank you very much.
Well, Red Deer defenseman Matt Dumba also raising a few eyebrows with his play. Regan Bartel has more.
Well, Matt, you guys lose the hockey game. Just tell me about it. Felt very defensive. What was it like on the ice?
Yeah, I guess that's the year of the defenseman, I guess. I heard a couple people say that. But coming into the game, you knew it was going to be tight defensively. So many great defensive players out here. But at the same time, guys were competing all over the ice, which made it difficult to score goals. And it was a lot of fun battling and competing against the top players.
It was a 2-1 hockey game. There were 8 points that were handed out. 6 of the 8 points were collected by WHL players. So at the end of the night, did the Western Hockey League players stick their chests out a bit further?
Yeah, for sure. It was good to see the Western boys standing out. And it's such a great league, and I love being in it, and it shows. It shows.
Tell me about the scrap. There's a fight, not one, but two.
Yeah, well, the guy was just coming on the wall and ended up making a check on him. He kind of had his head down, and Boussieres came in, and we were kind of bumping, and he kind of gave me the nod that we were going, so I had to drop the mitts.
Well, you made a big hit. Did you say to yourself coming into the game, if I want to do one thing, I want to make a big open ice hit?
I guess. I was just trying to keep it simple and play my game, but keep it simple and advance pucks, make good decisions with the puck, and be mean out there too. I guess that was one thing that I really wanted to focus on, being a physical guy and competing and have that battle level to my game.
Matt, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Kamloops Blazer forward Tim Bozon from Switzerland didn't win the breakaway challenge in the skills competition, but he might as well have. His one-handed lacrosse-style puck control breakaway made highlight reels from coast to coast.
I really like those kind of moves like that. You know, I watch a lot of video, and I think this is my own move because I watched some guys doing that with two hands, and I said I wanted to be special guy, so I tried with one hand and have a spinorama. For sure, when I knew that we'll be in the breakaway, I tried to do all my best for be somewhere or pay attention.
Bozon currently leads all WHL rookies in scoring.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
He's the latest coach in the WHL to pick up win number 500. Don Knockbauer has the Spokane Chiefs playing some good hockey so far in the second half.
We've had a really tough schedule. Just look at the amount of 4 and 5s we play. We're in the midst of that again. And, through all the circumstances, we're finding ways to win. And I give my guys a lot of credit. It's been a grind, but we're finding ways.
Yeah, 15 games in January. You win 11 of those. You push a couple more to overtime and get points. It seems like you're playing that same style as Spokane that was such an effective team last season that led you to big things.
Well, you know, I think every good coach finds the style of play based on the talent that he's got. I think our play last year was a little bit more wide open just based on guys like Tyler Johnson, Lefko Koper, guys that could really skate. You know, our front end isn't as highly talented as we were last year, but we are finding a style that works for us, and we're having success with it, and we'll stick with that.
Traded away your leading scorer, Anthony Bardero, there to Prince Albert, and a lot of people thought, okay, let's see how this goes, and it's gone pretty well for you.
Well, you know, no ill remarks about Anthony, great kid. We got a year younger. We got a guy that was 18 years old that we knew scored last year in the Western Hockey League in PA, and Fiddler's come in and has found a mark with our team. He's getting an opportunity to play in special teams and play in a pretty good line, and, you know, he's responded to that. And, a year younger. He's an 18-year-old that's going to be back again next year, and, we thought he was a good fit for our hockey club.
Don, do the Chiefs have Portland and Tri-City right in their sights here as you hit the stretch run?
You know, we're just trying to be the best team we can right now. We talk about winning, but more or less about how we're going to play. And I think that the guys understand that going into the playoffs, we want to have a style of play that's hard to play against. And we've had success with that. Along the way, we won some games, and we've looked at the standings. We seem to be creeping up on those two teams, yet we're in a battle with Vancouver. We've got some teams behind us, like Cologne and Vancouver, that have us in their sights. And I think in the Western Hockey League, you can't have nights off. And that's what we've really mastered since Christmas, is being a consistent team.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Prince Albert Raider power forward Mark McNeil, CHL and WHL Player of the Week, after scoring 5 goals and adding 3 assists. Voice of the Raiders, Drew Wilson, has more.
WHL Player of the Week, how does that sound?
Sounds pretty good. It's a huge honor to get. And that being said, I couldn't have done it without my new line mates. Really helped me out this past week, and the whole team in general playing really well.
Let's talk about the Medicine Hat game, which it really got started with, the 4 goals and 1 assist. Was it a matter of it just coming together that night and then you built on it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think, I've been getting a lot of chances around the net lately, and, that was just one of those nights where things are clicking, and, me, Malin, and McBay are all finding each other out there, and, the puck was on and off my stick pretty quick that night.
Mark, this has been a challenging year. The first half was very challenging, not only for yourself, but the hockey club. Do you feel that you've worked yourself personally through it and the team has worked through it at this point?
Yeah, I think that's something we've been battling through and working through is, you're right, it was a tough start for us, and something we look back on and obviously wish we, could have done better to put ourselves in a better position right now to, hunt for that playoff position. But, that being said, it's in the past now, and we just got to focus on day by day and taking it game by game.
And finally, Mark, your game started to take off points-wise before you signed your contract with the Chicago Blackhawks, but it's really taken off since. Was that a load off your mind?
I think so too. It you know, a real honor as well to get that that done with Chicago. But now it's it just allowed me to, you know, keep my mind focused on hockey, and you know, all the contract business is behind me now because it's already been solved.
Mark, thanks for this and congratulations.
Thanks, Drew.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Drew and Prince Albert, as well as Regan Bartel in Kelowna. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.